Welcome to the Good To Me podcast. I'm Shanley, your host and self-care coach. I'm here to help service providers and creatives to organize themselves and go from just surviving to thriving, so they can serve at their best. Welcome back to the podcast. I am happy to be talking about the topic that we are talking about today, and I really do hope it comes at the right time whenever you hear this. But this episode is really about kind of what we've currently been going through with this whole pandemic with corona. Sorry, I thought I was saying another name. I hadn't said it for a really long time, sorry. Because, you know, we could talk about COVID, corona, and I was like, hold on, am I saying something different? With corona, and we've been locked down, and there's been a lot of change. We're going to be talking about change in one of the upcoming episodes. But what I really, really want us to really think about is our routines. So we are creatures of habit, and we need routine. Routines help us to ground ourselves, help us to get what we need to get done, helps us to be able to meet our needs, helps us to maintain a good level of well-being, helps us to reduce anxiety, helps us to stay focused. And some people really don't like that word, and I know that because I've had lots of conversations about it. So whatever you want to call it, you make it sound good for you, but we need routine. So in this episode, we're going to be talking about how you can adjust your routine, especially when we're thinking about kind of coming out of corona. I don't know. I think everybody calls it so many different names, corona, COVID, what have you. But coming out of this pandemic, our routines are going to change. And I know when we came into this, my routine changed and I literally had to adjust it about 3 times to kind of get into the swing of it. But it's so important to be aware that your self-care routine, your day-to-day routine is going to need a review. So the first thing that you are going to need to do is to think about what your current routine is. So what do you currently do right now for your routine? What have you been doing? And just really kind of jot that down and be clear on what that is, if you have been doing anything on a regular basis. So if you think about routine, it's just a set of activities that you do regularly. Then you need to review your routine, right? So whatever you've been doing, has it actually been working? Has there been any benefit for this routine? So when you're doing a review, you're thinking about, okay, what's been going well? What's been going well with this routine? What's not been going well? And what do you probably need to be doing differently? There's no point of you continuously doing the same thing again and again and expecting change. That when there's change, we need to get comfortable with adapting. And that is self-care. Being able to like plan ahead and like schedule and organize and manage your time is part of self-care. Those of you who've been listening, I've spoken about like my rest method. That it's so important that we take time to reflect, exercise, take time to prioritize our sleep and manage our time. So time management is so key when it comes to self-care. It's going to help you to prioritize yourself. It's going to help you to think ahead so that you're not overwhelmed and stressed out. And yes, I've done a workshop on this and it was absolutely fantastic. I'm not too sure when the next one is, but when it is, I will definitely let you know. Just keep your eyes peeled on the website for any updates for that. So it's so important that you make sure that you are reviewing your routines regularly. You're reviewing anything that you do regularly. That's why I always talk about how important reflection is. And actually, that is the next tip, is to check in with yourself. So do a good check-in. And when you're kind of checking in with yourself, it's really important, because if you're thinking about your creating a new routine, you're going to want to know, you know, what your needs are. So we need to check in with ourselves every now and again. And there's like 4 questions that you can use, or you can ask yourself to check in with yourself. So the first one is, how am I feeling right now? How have I been feeling? So how am I feeling? How have I been feeling? Often we don't take time to even ask ourselves that simple question, how am I feeling? We're just always on the go, running. And then we get burnt out, we get stressed out, and we're like, how did I get here? Right? I've been there before. And that's why I always talk about the key is checking in with ourselves. So how am I feeling? That's the first question. The second question is, what sensations do I notice in my body right now? So is there anything that you notice in your body right now? Are you feeling relaxed? Are you feeling anxious? Are you feeling on edge? So find that out. Often our body gives us clues to what we need. Often our body gives us clues to whether we need rest, whether we need to, whether we're feeling anxious, we need to relax. So that's really, really important to check in with that. The next one is, what thoughts am I having right now? What's in your mind? So I've spoken about journaling so much. If you can't think of your thoughts, jot them down, jot how you've been feeling down in a journal, on a piece of paper. What are the thoughts that you've been having right now? Are they unhelpful thoughts? Are they negative thoughts? Are they positive thoughts? What are they? Okay, so just a quick check-in. And then finally asking yourself, what do I need right now? What is it that I need right now? So you've asked yourself, how are you feeling? What do I notice in my body? What thoughts am I having? And what do I need? So that is one way that you would be able to kind of like just check in with yourself. Give yourself a quick check-in to make sure that when you are creating this new routine, it's actually meeting your needs. And when we're thinking about routine, we need to make sure that there's a balance, okay? So we need to make sure that there's some sort of feeding schedule. We need to make sure that there's some sort of sleeping schedule and some sort of activity schedule. So you need to know what are the things that your day-to-day things that you need to be doing regularly. When do you sleep? When do you wake up? Okay, so daylight. Okay, so it's important that we're awake in the day and sleeping at night for good health and well-being. And you know, kind of when do you eat? Okay, I'm not going to say you need to have your three meals, whatever works for you, but being clear on those times and keeping things regular is so important for our bodies, okay? Because that's how our body actually functions. It actually even functions on the natural daily routine that is given outside. So it goes off of day and night. So think about that. And also when we're thinking about balance, you need to make sure that you've got a good balance of your routine activities. Okay, so your routine activities are things that you do, you know, every day or most days regularly, whether it's cooking, sleeping, waking up at a certain time, etc. You know, calling clients, whatever it is that you do on a regular basis, those are your routine activities. And then you've got your pleasurable activities. So often we don't think about those pleasurable activities. We kind of do them as and when, but it's so important to have them on the agenda. So what are they? Getting clear on making sure that they're also in your routine. So you've got your routine activities, you've got your pleasurable activities, you've got your important things. So your important things to do, what are those things? Are they also in your routine? Because we know that often with the important things, they need to be scheduled in, they need to be attended to often, okay? Or there's going to be some form of self consequence. And then the next thing is self-care. So what are your self-care activities going to be in this new routine, okay? And then finally, it's for you to just think about creating that plan for the future. So think in the future, think about what it is that you're going to need, because when you're adjusting your routine, is there anything else that you're going to need? So we thought about the here and now. What are my needs? Okay, am I making sure I'm doing my routine activities, my necessary, so the things that are important for me, pleasurable, I'm getting myself caring, am I you know, clear on when I'm going to bed, when I'm waking up, all of those kind of things. But what about the future? Is there anything that we need to look out for? Just having a quick think. We're not kind of getting into the mind reading, but or predictions, prediction the future, but just thinking, okay, is there anything that I need to think about in the future? Is there anything that I need to be prepared for? Right. So also thinking about that, there may be some more change that's happening in your life right now that you need to consider as well. And then my last and final tip is to just start as soon as you can. When you are creating a new routine, it's about starting to kind of implement some of those things now. So if you said, okay, I'm going to try. So instead of waking up at 9, I'm going to start waking up at 6. You can't just kind of do that like that. You are going to have to start taking those small steps. So maybe instead of you waking up at 9, you're going to start for 1 week, start waking up at 8 or 8:30, and then kind of week by week or day by day, kind of taking it up or changing that up in increments. So start making those changes ASAP, but think about what your new routine is going to look like. And anytime there's any change, I want anyone to be able to kind of go back and listen to this episode and think about how they can start making those changes to their routine. Anytime there's a bit of change in their life or lifestyle, as we know, will always happen. So a lot of what I say, I know, kind of stands the same throughout. And it's been something that I've been kind of preaching throughout this whole pandemic, is that, you know, a lot of what I'm talking about is still stands the same. These are still the things that I've been saying that we need to make sure that we're doing just in general, not just when there's a pandemic that's hit. Okay. Not just when, oh my gosh, this has happened. So this is why it's so important to make sure that you're continuously reflecting and thinking about, am I meeting my needs? Is there anything else that I need to do? Is this working? Is this not working? And making the necessary changes where needs be. So I really hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure you do leave a comment. Make sure that you subscribe and share this with anybody else who needs to hear this right now. And I will speak to you in the next episode. Bye.